Now, that's a principle which is called energy follows thought. There's this statement that I like. It goes something like this: thoughts are things, and a small drop of ink falling like dew upon a thought produces that which makes thousands, perhaps millions, think. That's interesting when you think about it. Thoughts are things, and a thought can create a reaction that will cause thousands, perhaps millions, to think and to change their mind. And energy does indeed follow thought. They've done experiments that kind of shows this to be true. In the book Psycho-Cybernetics, gives an interesting example. Talks about these three groups of people practicing free shots. One, they had all three tested to see how accurate the people were at shooting from the free shot line in basketball. And they tested them for their accuracy. Then they had one group practice physically 20 minutes a day shooting free shots to try to improve their score. In the second group, they had not physically practice, but imagining that they were shooting the ball and making the basket. And then the third group, they didn't have them do anything. And then after about 6 weeks, they tested them all. Well, the first group that actually physically shot the balls improved their score, I believe it was about 25%. The group that was imagining they were shooting the ball, guess how much they improved theirs? About 23%, almost as much as the ones that were physically shooting. And the ones that didn't do anything, they were the same. So what does that show you? Energy follows thought. In other words, those people that were visualizing it, it was just as real. And when I used to read these books on change, one of the things come to mind that was in one of them and said that visualize yourself going into a room and being attractive or being the center of attention. If your thought is in this direction, then it can create change in that direction. I didn't put a lot of attention on that aspect, but I'm sure it would work, because when you put your energy in a certain direction, it's your subconscious mind accepts it as just as real as if you did it in the physical. And this is why it's important. What you think is extremely important. Here's how important thought is. DKA tells us this important principle is that the mind is a connecting link of every life in the universe that affects human beings. The mind is a connecting link. Now, most people, where their attention is where? On the emotions. Now, the emotions are good. There's nothing wrong with the emotions. But the mind is higher than the feeling aspect. Now, we have the physical. We have the physical etheric body. And then next up is the emotional body, the astral body. Then the next up is the mental body. And then the next up is the Buddhaic world, the intuitive world. Now, there's a big disagreement among the New Age philosophers about heart and mind. A lot of people tell us to become mindless and follow your heart. But the trouble with following your heart is people do not understand what the heart energies are. The heart energies are different than the solar plexus energy. And when most people say heart, they're really thinking solar plexus, because that's where about 90% of humanity is centered, is in the emotional body. And the emotional body is lower than either the mind or heart. The heart energies are higher than the standard emotional energies. Yet the emotional energies are a lower reflection of the pure heart energies. The heart energies reflect the pure love of Christ, the higher aspects of love, the love for service. The regular romantic energies, where a person wants romance or love to fulfill what they want, that's on the astral, the lower level. And that's different than the heart energies. But because most people are centered on that, when you speak of heart, that's the highest they know, so that's the highest they can go to. But most people haven't arrived at the higher love heart energies. So they associate, when you talk about love and heart, they associate it with the solar plexus. Solar plexus is the center in this area. And then up here is the heart center, and we have the throat center. And then the mind centers are the heads in the center here, and then the center at the top of the head, which is called the thousand-petaled lotus. Now, these centers up here and the throat have to be opened up to open up the mind. The mind is different than the brain. Everybody has a brain. Now, the brain is like a very sophisticated computer that's much more sophisticated than any computer that mankind has been able to make. And so, these people associate the brain with mind. The brain is not mind. Mind is different than the brain. You have the mental body. What the mental body is, it stretches out in an oval shape, egg shape, and it stretches out for some distance. And so it's composed of very refined matter that encompasses us. This matter composes the true mind of the disciple. But it takes us a while to be able to open up this power of mind. It takes a while to open up even the higher astral feelings, the higher emotional feelings. When we start out a progression as, say, some type of tribal savage of some type is where we usually begin our life as a human being, we're centered on instinct. And instinct is really like computer programs that's built into us that we tap into. And we master those instincts. And then eventually we learn to tap into the emotional body and learn to feel and relate in that way. And when we begin to tap into the emotional body and learn how it works, the things that we learn about instinct fall below the threshold of consciousness. Now, this is an important key phrase to keep in your mind. Threshold of consciousness. Below the threshold of consciousness. Because a lot of things that we have learned in the past are below the threshold of consciousness. Now, that doesn't mean they are gone. We have all kinds of things in our learning from past lives that are below the threshold of consciousness that can be retrieved at any time that is essential for us. And when we went through our initial lives upon this planet Earth or someplace else, we tapped into all kinds of instinctual things. You know, as a savage, you could like maybe be in tune with the animals that you were hunting, almost sense them. And you go to these primitive tribes, and they're really in tune with the earth, with animals, with their instinct, a lot better than we are. But we were that way at one time. But all these things are below the threshold of consciousness. And why does it go below the threshold of consciousness? It's so it doesn't distract us. Each one of us can only put our attention on so much. So when we learn something, it's like when we're on our computers, and you're on one program, and you say, oh, I want to switch over to the news, well, you switch over to maybe Firefox or something, a browser, to What's the News, and you're no longer on your art program. You're no longer there. But that is still there. It's below the threshold of your consciousness because it's not on the screen anymore. But you can go back to it if you want to. You know. So you're watching, you're now on the news. That's where your consciousness is. You can't read the news and do an art program at the same time. You can only do so much. Each one of us are limited in how much we can do at one time. That's why when we master something, it's put then below the threshold of consciousness. So it's out of our consciousness, and this opens up our consciousness so we can learn something new. And it's funny, a lot of people I've met in the past have said to me, you know, I think some animals are actually smarter than humans. Like they point out dolphins, for instance. Boy, they're really smart. I think they're more evolved than we are. Well, no, we have these things within us. Everything from the animal kingdom is in us, and it's below our threshold of consciousness. All the talents the animals have, the primitive man has, is in us, but it's below our threshold of consciousness. We learn something, and we put it below the threshold of consciousness. So it opens up an avenue so that we can learn new things.